Hello and welcome back to FrenchPod101.com. I'm joined here by my two friends.
Bonjour, c'est Alexandre.
And?
Céline.
Well, I think they're my friends. No, I'm joking. They're my friends.
Bien sûr.
Of course. How much? So, before we get started, what's the backdrop for today's lesson?
The focus of this lesson is to ask about prices.
Tout à fait. This dialogue follows the previous one and takes place in the subway where a man continues his conversation with Julie, asking for subway ticket prices.
Okay, so is this going to be formal French or informal French, Alex?
They will be speaking formally.
Oh, okay. So, let's get into today's conversation.
C'est parti!
On y va!
Combien coûte le ticket Paris-Visite?
Ça fait 27,50€.
Deux tickets, s'il vous plaît.
Ça fait 55€, s'il vous plaît.
One more time, slowly.
Encore une fois, lentement. Combien coûte le ticket Paris-Visite?
Ça fait 27,50€.
Deux tickets, s'il vous plaît.
Ça fait 55€, s'il vous plaît.
One more time, with the English.
Encore une fois, avec l'anglais. Combien coûte le ticket Paris Visite?
How much is the ticket Paris Visit?
Ça fait 27,50€.
It's 27.5€, please.
Deux tickets, s'il vous plaît.
Two tickets, please.
Ça fait 55€, s'il vous plaît.
It's 55€, please. So guys, when you're traveling around Paris, are there any special offers for tickets or monthly passes?
Yeah, if you're going to be in Paris for a month, you can get the monthly pass, allowing you unlimited trips on the subway.
Yes, and also on buses and trains in Paris.
Okay, now can tourists and French citizens get this special pass?
Tout à fait.
Oh, great.
I think you can even order it now via internet before you go to France even, you know, you can get it.
Wow, you can do everything on the internet now, can't you?
Incredible.
C'est vrai.
Okay. Now let's look at the vocabulary and phrases from this lovely lesson. The first item is...
Euro.
Euros.
Euro. Euro.
Next.
Coûter.
To cost.
Coûter. Coûter.
Next.
Combien.
How much.
Combien. Combien.
Next.
Ça fait.
It costs.
Ça fait. Ça fait.
Next.
Ticket.
Ticket.
Ticket. Ticket.
Next.
Deux.
Two.
Deux. Deux.
Next.
27.
27.
27. 27.
Next.
50.
50.
50. 50.
Now let's take a look at how some of these words and phrases are used in the conversation.
Oui, Sam, the first word is coûter. This verb is to cost in English.
Coûter belongs to the regular verbs. Par exemple, ça coûte 5 euros.
This costs 5 euros.
Voilà.
Tout à fait. And in the dialogue, the man asks, combien coûte le ticket Paris visite?
How much is a Paris visit ticket?
Tout à fait.
Great.
You can also ask, combien ça fait?
How much is this?
Oui. So next word is, Alex,
ça fait.
This costs.
In this phrase, even though the verb faire, meaning do or make, is conjugated, the expression is about indicating a price.
In the dialogue, Julie says, ça fait 27,50€. She could have said, ça coûte 27,50€.
And both of those basically mean, this ticket costs 27.5€.
Tout à fait.
Okay. The next word is 27.
Well, actually, it is a number, number 27. It's the occasion to remind you that all the numbers under 100 take a dash between each word. Donc, entre 20 et 7, you have a dash. 27.
On a lighter note, there's a controversy in France about part of this number.
On 20 or 7?
It is the number 20 by itself. Some people pronounce the last T and others don't.
For example, some say 20 and some say 20. What do you say, Céline?
Moi, je dis 20.
Moi aussi, moi je dis 20.
Like wine.
But I think it's a regional habit more than anything else, right?
Yeah, such as potato, potato. Shall we move on to some grammar?
Bien sûr.
Okay.
Today's grammar point is how much. To give or ask for the price of things you want to buy, you have to use the verb coûter or faire.
Faire has many meanings and can be used in many situations. It's as versatile as the verb to do in English. Coûter has a specific definition about indicating the financial value of something.
Combien ça coûte?
How much is it?
Or combien ça fait?
How much is it?
Ça coûte 2,50 €.
It's 2.5 euros.
Ça fait 2,50 €.
It's 2.5 euros.
Combien can also be used to ask for the quantity of something, as in combien de poissons rouges tu as?
How many goldfish do you have?
In this context, its English equivalent is how many or how much.
Also, you use combien d'apostrophe for a noun that starts with a vowel.
Okay, that's a good point there and easy to remember.
Voilà.
Yeah. Give us an example, Céline, please.
Combien d'argent tu as?
How much money do you have?
Rien.
Nothing? Okay. And how much time do we have left for this lesson? Ha ha ha, I think that's it.
Bravo. Combien de temps nous avons pour la leçon?
We're finished.
On a fini.
Okay.
Déjà?
Oui, déjà. Oh,
already.
Alex, tu es triste.
Oui.
But no fear, we've got many more lessons to come. So, until next time.
Merci, Sam.
Merci à tous. À la prochaine.
Merci. À la prochaine.
Combien coûte le ticket Paris-Visite?
Ça fait 27,50 €.
Deux tickets, s'il vous plaît.
Ça fait 55 €, s'il vous plaît.